But he said, back to living together. One of the sugyas that I remember thinking about, the one aspect of Hilchos Hanukkah. Before we do that, however, just want to make a hakdama about the nature of the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah that we do. To do that, I'd like to introduce the very famous parasha beginning of Baal Yisrael, Chelik of the Kriya that we do on Zeis Hanukkah. At the end of the Seder Nesiyim, the parasha begins with the Baal Yisrael begins with the mitzvah of the menorah. So Rashi very famously tells us, "Lama nischa parashas menorah, parashas Nesiyim." Why were these two parashas put together with each other? Parashas Menorah doesn't belong in Baal Yisrael. Parashas Menorah belongs in the parashas of Shulchan Tetzaveh, Kisisa perhaps. Where does it come? Where does it come in here? So Rashi says the very famous words. "Lefi shekasheru Aaron Chanukas haNesiyim chol shenazo." You saw how the Nesiyim were all involved in the different parts of the Chanukas haMishkan. The Chanukas of Mizbeach, each one of them brought their korbanos. That's why, as we mentioned already on Shabbos, we name the Inyan of the Nesiyim on Chanukah, because Chanukah bears a shaychus to the Chanukas of Mizbeach. Akuponim, so Aaron saw how each one of them did their very special avodah for the Chanukas of Mizbeach, but he missed out, him and his shevet missed out. Famous words of Rashi, the version was Mephaisim, he said to him, Shalachah Gedolim Shalahem, your chilek is greater than theirs. Sha'afah Madlik Umeitim Asaneiris, you do Atom Asaneiris. So the Mephoshim already, the Rambam, the Rechaim HaKodesh, want to understand, with what is it that Shalachah Gedolim Shalahem, what is it about Atom Asaneiris which is more than what the Nesiyim did? If it's a question of Avedis HaKorbonis, so why do we not have all korbanos? And the Nesiyim didn't bring korbanos, that's true. There were menadot, the Torah korbanos, they didn't do any avodah. If the version was being mefayis Aaron by telling him that he had the avodah which they didn't have, so he could have talked about any of the avodahs. He didn't talk about keturahs and oilah chazos. He talked about specifically about the menorah. The famous shayla which is masik the rishonim at the beginning of parashas Baal Yisrael. I'd like back to mention the Rechaim HaKodesh to begin with, just because it's me'inyonov of Menorah and Chanukah. Chaim HaKodesh brings his famous kasha. He needs very much in view. Ma'an Chomer Zul Oisach Lishadatim. Bechlal, he doesn't understand. They were Chol Shadatim because they were okay. The Chanukah said, Mizbeach. So you tell them they did Avodah. First kasha says, but that's not what they. Aaron felt missing. Aaron felt missing. The Chanukah said, Mizbeach. The Nesiyim. So what's the Avodah? What's wrong? How does that give him any kind of a Chomer for what he felt missing? And if Rav Eshed wanted to tell him, you do Avodah, so why not any other Avodah? So he says, Rechaim HaKodesh is a golden piece, it's Pachal, it's interesting, at least. The Gemara Menachos brings an interesting machlokes about how did they clean the menorah on a daily basis. What did they actually do? And the machlokes of the Gemara is based on whether the neir, the container of the psila, the shemen, was it a removable compartment? Was it a separate compartment to the menorah? Or was it an inseparable part of the menorah itself? A very interesting machlokes. Did they take out the neir and clean it and replace it? One man, the Omar. The Omar, the Omar holds that it was all part of, intrinsically inbuilt with the menorah. How did they clean it? So they had the arms of the menorah were made from soft material, and they bent it, cleaned it, and then replaced it back into the Mekoymo. That's the question of the Gemara. Was it a question of something which was made soft and pliable and bent down and replaced? As we know, gold and silver, all these are metals which can be bent. Or is it, was it a removable note? Discussion in the Gemara. The Rahama Kodesh says, Va'ani Omer, if I would have been there, very famously for some reasons, if I would have been present when the Chachma Gemara had this discussion, what the note looked like, I would have proved it conclusively. That the Nair is the separate piece of the menorah. I wouldn't have had this discussion. And he goes on to prove very interesting. From the Psukim, then our Mikra, and our Mishnah, and our Gemara. He goes on with various rhymes. I don't want to be marked about this, although it's very interesting. But any Ayman, Ilo Isi Shom, Isi Mechiyah, Medonith Nehem, Aksuvim, Deloikvi Nehris. Arishim, these various Psukim in the Parshas Bamidbar says, when they put the menorah away, they put it together with Nehriseh, Malchiseh, etc. If the Nair was part of the menorah, it wasn't a separate part. What does it mean they put the menorah together with Nehriseh? If there was menorah and Nehriseh which were packed together, it must be that the Nehriseh were individual pieces. Otherwise, it's all intrinsically one. When I say Vaitzah, it's Psukim, in Nachim, Ibrahimim, Gemorah, Mises. That's clear. The Nair was a piece which was separate. When it was packed up for transit, they packed it up separately. It was a separate piece. That's boring. And what happened? Every day, when they cleaned the menorah, they did a tavas of menorah, they took the Nair out of the menorah, dismantled the menorah, and replaced it. So every day, the menorah was dismantled and rebuilt. That being the case, is there a Hamakodesh Masbuk? That which Rebbeinu Shleim told Aaron HaKohen is the following. You're worried that you missed out on the Chanukah of Mizbeach, on the Simcha of inauguration of the Mizbeach, which they brought the various things, the Karbonos and that which they gave. You've got a far greater Chilek. Sha'ato Madlik Umetik Asaneiris. Why is that a greater Chilek? Because you, every day, what you do is, you re-inaugurate your Mechanech and Menorah. The Menorah is something which is dismantled and rebuilt every day. You've got a Chilek in Chiluch HaMizbeach on a daily basis. Every day what you do is put the Kli HaMikdash together. They make a one-time Simcha of Chanukah HaMizbeach. You, every day you practice Chanukah because you take it apart and you put it together again. And that's why it's the Kneisha called the Rechama called the Sha'at of Madlik Umetik HaSaneiris. It's not the Madlik part. Is the native part, because the native is the part which you remove it and they replace every time the menorah. In other words, the menorah was reconstituted and in effect re-inaugurated on a daily basis. That's Gedolei Yerushalayim. The Racham HaKadosh goes on to say, even if I'm not right in my conviction that the menorah was a separate container, a removable container, even if the other mandam and the Gemara is gerecht, that each time what they did was they bent down the Knei HaMenorah and replaced it. But the Maisa is also considered reconstituted the Menorah on a daily basis. Once it's bent out of position, it's a Menorah which can't be used. It's a Menorah which is not able to function as a Menorah. So on a daily basis, they put it back, they rebuilt it into its in place to be able to use it. Mamon Shach. As I say, Rechama Kodesh held the emesis, the Neiris were separate. Of a kach haikach, the nechama for Aaron was that that's the Rechama Kodesh, the fact that the menorah was a single kain of the Middush, which every day was nischanech mechodosh, it was done again each day, and therefore that's ultimately the pious for Aaron as a compensation and beyond Shalachol Gedolei Yerushalayim on the Chanukah of Mizbeach that he missed out on. Why was it, that's a discussion to be before, why was it that the menorah was such that it was the Sanach every day individually is something which we need to control? That's the Erech HaMakodesh. The Rambam famously says another shot. And the Emes of the Rabbi said that Rambam is such a tremendous, profound chiddush and insight into the Kima menorah that we do, we cannot adequately understand. Internalize the Moridika kind of Hadlokas HaMenorah that the Ramban gives us in the mitzvah that we do on a daily basis. HaMoridika Chiddush, the Hagdom of Machanaka needs to be this Ramban. And the Ramban's a famous piece of Ramban, but the Chiddush, what it means for our Hadlokas HaMenorah, and that's the following. Before I just repeat to you what the Ramban says, I just want to present, to put into place, what are we doing on Chanukah, when we come for 8 days and we're not in the menorah. So Kibshuta, if you take things in simple terms, we found fault of the nest that happened on Hanukkah was that they found an oil, a pure jug of oil, one pak shemen, everything else was tomei, they didn't have anything to use, they were able to do the avodah mikdash. And that went for 7 days. So the nest was that they had shemesh, good, for 7 days, 8 days, whatever the nest was, it went for 8 days ultimately. Shaila, how much of it was a nest, a famous question. But the nest of the shemesh was that the oil that they found burnt for 8 days. And an ultimate nest. What do we do? We have 8 days of Hanukkah to commemorate the nest. Each day is an extra piece of the nest. Another day, another day. Now we're on day five. Just to remember, it's very important to understand, we're not repeating the nest of yesterday 8 days. We have to understand this concept. The nest that happened on day five was something extra that was on day four. Day four's nest was over on day four. So we're not atog, we're not atog, and each day is a new nest. That's why we say the full halal for 8 days. You don't say on one nest, you don't say 8 days halal. He said one day, once he said halal, he doesn't say halal again on 8 days in a single nest. But because of it, he says some forage. But because each day there was a new part of the nest, not that I mentioned, if it continued to burn the gate, it burned an alpine nest, so everything was a new dimension in the nest, a new part of the nest. So day five is a new part of the nest, up upon him. So Kipshuto, if we make 8 days, it's such a little nest that the shepherd burns. But what we are doing, Kipshuto, is not directly analogous or ashamed to that way that the Kohen Gadol is doing. We're not carrying Gedolim, we're not carrying, we're not doing Menorah, we're not doing anything. But we're remembering the Nes. So how do we remember the Nes? We take a Menorah of 8 days, because that's what they did then. And they burned it for 8 days. It's Kipshuto, and I say Kipshuto because that's 99% of real Pashtas. Our Menorah is commemorative of what they did, but not connected to God. It's just commemorating the next time. On that, Ramban says, I'm going to be Ramban says, Shalachod is living in Shalachem. Ramban, because this Avodah of Menorah is a mitzvah which will never stop to all the generations. Even after the time of the Chulman of the Beis HaMikdash, the Menorah will continue. When? With the Avodah that we have of Avodah of Hanukkah, which continues throughout the generations, throughout the Golos, it's an Avodah which never ends, and that's Gedolei Mishalahem. Gedolei Mishalahem, Sha'at HaMadlik HaMeitet Es HaNeiris of Ramban, and that's what Ramban explains. The reason why Aaron wasn't despised with other Korbanos is that other Korbanos stopped, other Korbanos had an expiry time. But the Menorah never stops. The Avodah of the Menorah never stops. It goes throughout the generations, it continues with us, and that's what our Avodah of Hanukkah is. What the Ramban has told us about, it's a very nice chapter in the Apostle, and that's why it's singled out, Madlik and Meitav HaSaneiris. But what the Ramban has done, what he's done to Aaron HaKadosh is one thing. But what the Ramban has done to us is an incredibly sweet. What he's telling us is that when we light the menorah every day of Hanukkah, we are doing something which is a continuation to the mouth of Aaron HaKadosh. Aaron HaKadosh lit his menorah, and that menorah has a hemshach. Shalachod HaKadosh, that menorah will continue. So that menorah is a chadish. Pashtas, the menorah of Aaron is long finished. We commemorate the Nesah of the Shemah of such Cheshachis. We take a menorah because that's where the Nesah was. The commemorative aspect is to take oil and burn it. It doesn't simply have any shaykhs. This mitzvah continues, and the Ramban Shaykhish has a Nesah. And it elevates our Mises to such a degree that we are able to have a Hemshach and a Shaykhis. The Kohen of the Machta Menorah, we do a menorah. I love it. It's not big dosh, it's not. But it's a continuation. It's something that has a shaykh of the Midrash. It's a nifladika understanding of what we do. It takes the level and the concept of the menorah that we do to a different possibility. Shalachah v'doyla, mizman shech, we're not just doing something commemorative, we're not just doing rememberness which happens to be with oil, and we're happy with the menorah of 8 days, we are doing a hemshech of the ma'isam, of the menorah, whatever that means, however that's supposed to be understood, but there's something real about it. And all the
discussion. Nothing to do with
Aaron. Yes, correct. The Avodah that Aaron was given is an Avodah which could continue. The mind of this Avodah, ultimately it was his mitzvah that was given, but it's his mitzvah which has a continuation. It's a mitzvah which never stops. It's true, it's not going to occur to him anymore, not with Aaron. So it wasn't, it didn't remain with him. But that's the avodah that he was given is an avodah which doesn't terminate in Nashua. That's what Ramban says. The famous piece of Ramban, in a moment, just to try to be married in the details of Ramban, the Chiddush of Ramban is very relevant. Sorry? There's various terutz into the Shaila of Chaim. It's an interesting Shaila. I want to move on a little bit. There's the Sugya that is the Sugya. The Chiddush of Ramban is the Moedah that you say that. Actually, you have to look at the inside of Ramban being like, you know, Zorah Beisah, the Hakdomah to Menorah of Chanukah has to be this Ramban. Ramban tells us that there's something about this which is a Hemshach to Menorah, some Moedah Yishmash. I'd like to mention, having said that, that there are various Mekuris that the Menorah and the Shemen and that we do has a Shaychus with the Shemen of the Menorah and the Mikdash too. Ramban is a Moedah Yishmash. It's a continuation, a Hemshach. It's Hemshah and Inyolim, Echvi, Seda, Mitzvah. It's not just, and it's not for the Ramban that the way to commemorate Shemen, and it would have been, I wouldn't have done, but this is not the way we would have done it. They do it this way because it's a Hemshah of the Manu. I just want to mention just one or two Maramakimis in this Inyan, of where we see from the Tosh Divya Rishonim that the Manu is not just a Maisa Zeichel and Essen with Shemen, but it's something which is directly connected. There is one famous Sugi, the beginning of Bama Bliki, the Gemara's Sugi, as we know, that is also the Shtamash with the Nair and the Shemen of the Menorah. Also the Shtamash Lo'ir. Why is it also the Shtamash Lo'ir? Why can't I benefit? Why can't I use the Nair of the Oir of the Chanukah to read with or to do other things with? So Rashi says, Sheinika, that's for the purpose of the mitzvah. People in days of old used to have lights of Shemen and candles all over their house. If you use it, it looks like a part of the regular domestic requirements. In Nikkei, the Shem Mitzvah, also the Shem, this is an area which you don't use. Otherwise, we do use it, we don't. Do Shem Mitzvah. In Ram, and Balamur, and the Rishonim say, we haven't got time to look at it inside, although it will be a very good exercise. The Ramban starts off the first piece in Bama Nikkei, in the Sugib, of the Shem Mitzvah. He says, you know why? Because our Menorah is Me'en Menorah of the Mikdash. As David and Eir and Mikdash, because it was Shemen of Kodshim, it was Mikdash, it was something which you couldn't benefit from it. It was also the Hamas from the Menorah of the Mikdash. So where is also the Hamas La'ira? Just the Kibbon the Ali Leines Shenase the Menorah Teknua Asua Kumenorah Sheim Yishlam Shebokra. So the Ram explains the reason why it's also the Shtamash, it's not the Menorah. As David and Eir is also the Shtamash, our Lach Hanukkah is also the Shtamash. So the Ram has found in the halacha of Ofer Shamash Ba'era, Ashaychus, the Avinor and the Nor of the Mikdash. As I say, all this is Kedushim. Rashi didn't understand that. Kibshut the Avinor is not the Nor of the Mikdash. We commemorate the Nesh and Hazem Hashemen, but it's a Samanor, it's a Samikdash. In Ram Shtei Kasma, it's also the Shamash Ba'era. There are a number of other, I'll share with you a very interesting Raivat. Very interesting Raivat in Hilchos Brachos. The Rabbi, the Rambam and Perek Yudal Hilchos Brachos Halacha Tesvav has a discussion about when he say Al Allah. That's a Maisa. That's not for now. It's a bit arichus. The Rabbi has a discussion about the mitzvah of Chanukah. We go straight to the point that he discusses. Why on the Chanukah Im Noima Kol Mitzvah Shehim Dibreim Oyma Al? He has a suggestion. Al Mikra Megillah. The Rabbon obviously say Al, and the reason is because La is Mashma that there's a Chiyuv Gomer to do so. When there's less of a chiyuv, you make it on the mitzvah, but it's not the same level as le. Okay. Frekter Akasha. So if Azoi, why is it that on Ner Chanukah that we make a brocha of lehadik? Lehadik Ner Chanukah. Why is that? So for Azoi, the second teret is Inami. Mipnei shezu habrocha hukfu ala nevesha b'mikdash shehin shel Torah v'fichach asur k'shel Torah. That means even if a mitzvah rabbonon you would make al, because al is mashma less of a chiyuv of a menorah which is ke'en and menorah in the mikdash which is a deraisa dikadin, you make the same nusach of the brocha that made the mikdash. The mitzvahs didn't have to say that there shall Chanukah, but they said lahadlik ner menorah, lahadlik ner, the lahadlik of our brocha is lahadlik of the chiyuv deraisa mikdash. So we can see the Rishonim have found very clearly in various halachas, the Ramban says it in the Inyan of Shelach Hogel El Shalayim. And the Rishonim have found the halachas, the Ramban says, also the Shlamash Ba'iru, because the Nesha Mikdosh, the Rabbit says, Vahadli, because the Nesha Mikdosh. We all know, famously, that this Friday, there's a minhag which the Mishaburu brings to daven mincha before Hakafas Neiris. So there's various reasons. The Rebbe stated Shari Tshuva is because as Eved Mikdash, the Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim was brought, was dealt before the Hadlokas HaMenorah. There's an Indian to daven mincha before Hadlokas HaMenorah. So during the week you don't get it because you like by night. But on the Erev Shabbos, you learn earlier, daven mincha earlier. Our Menorah Mikdash, the Seder of the Avodah and the Tefillin is Nikva Lefid Mikdash. Al Kaponim, Zetman from there, Loch HaRaya, another one of the Makuris that we can see. That the Awa Menorah is a direct, clear Hemshech and a Shaychus to the Avodah Mikdash. So Avodah is that. We don't have any Avodah Mikdash. There's nothing that we do Avodah Mikdash. Don't. And the Ramban says that. So you can live in Gornish. No other Menorah. So Menorah Avodah Mikdash. Once a year, Chanukah, every year, gets the Koyach to be able to Avodah Mikdash. And it's magic to Menorah. So say it. So that is not Sacharias. In fact, I want to tell you a very interesting discussion I saw in some of the Mephoshim, and I'd like to get to the sugya and see how much of time we have to look at one of the inyonim. But I saw a discussion, I think the Makoda of this discussion happening is that, but subsequently in Kamar Prelim have this shayla. Sounds very Mechudish, it's a discussion. In the times of the Vais Sheni, this is when the story of Chanukah happens. But Meshach Hasmanah by Sheni, the Ivonim came towards the beginning of Vais Sheni, went on for many generations, and until eventually the Hashem Noim, and Sisyo Ivonim, etc., they got rid of the Zera of the Ivonim. In the times of Vais Sheni, after the Hashem Noim woman had said after the Ivonim, did they then have a mitzvah of Chanukah, of putting the menorahs al Pesach Biteim, al Chatzerim, etc.? Or then they had the menorah in the Mikdash then. And there is a suggestion amongst the Achronim that Kol Zman that the Menorah in Bais Sheni was still going, they didn't make the Zecher of the Chanukah because the Zecher of the Chanukah was what they had in Mikdash. After the end of the Bais Sheni, they instituted that they made the Yom Tov of Chanukah of Halal, Reidor, and Avanisim and various things clearly. Is it clear also that the use of Man of the Menorah, or maybe that was instituted only as part of Chanukah once the Menorah stopped? There is a discussion. Based on the Ramban says that the Menorah was a continuation. Does that mean it ran concurrently? Kipshutei Avada it was. Let's understand this posh. It's an interesting discussion. Kipshutei Avada, in Bais Sheni, they also did the Menorah once from the year or the next year after the Nesach Chanukah. So there was a mitzvah, and they continued in that continue. Basically, I'd like to go with the Oilam, the Sugi of my Chanukah. A little bit, the Gemara, Rashi, Rambam, in two Sugis, I can remember. After that introduction. So the Gemara says, Gemara Chafal from a place famous Gemara. My Chanukah, what is Chanukah? Where is it? What is it? We don't have any. The Gemara asks my Chanukah because all of the words they associated are Pesukim in Tanakh. This Purim tradition, the Parshas in Tanakh, we've got Sifri Kodesh. Chanukah's got no Sifri Kodesh. There's nothing in the Gemara, there's nothing in Sifri Kodesh, there's nothing even in the Mishnah about Chanukah. So the Gemara very pertinently asked, "Why? Where does it come from? What is it all about? Where is it?" It's before the Sugya of Hafala from the Beis and Shabbos. There's nothing that we're told about Chanukah, anything previous to the Sugya said Gemara. Interesting why it's not found in the Mishnah, it's a discussion. It's not found in Tanakh because the whole story happened after the seal of the Sifri Kodesh. Zot the Gemara my Chanukah. Zot the Gemara as the Torah Rabbanon b'chofi b'kislev yoyi b'dechanukah t'mani. 8 days of Chanukah inu dole misbet v'hoi dole samas v'hoi meres halachas that we keep certain halachas of Yom Tov. Yeah? Why? Sheker shenichlasi yivoyim v'heichol timu kol ashkana she v'heichol. Uch shegobrod malchus chashmonoi v'nitzko bot v'nemotza v'tachat shal shemen. There was a very difficult marocha which the Yivonim waged against the Avodah of Klal Yisrael, the Mutam of the Shmanim, they stopped all the Avodah going on in the Mikdash. And eventually, when they became victorious in the Mulchom against them, Botku, for the Motzah of Pachach, as the Moed of Zach is Gemara, Botku, the Motzah, they found the Pachach and Sheva, what's the bullet Botku coming to try and tell us? The members of the Froshim tell us, after following the Sifri, Musa tell us, that members, this Pach Sheman wasn't around. It wasn't lying around. It wasn't as if it was an oversight that this was lost. This Pach Sheman was deep hidden in some place where it wasn't sure how to get found. Botku means they searched and they searched and they searched, and when you search you get to find things which Al Kiteva you won't find. Al Kaponim Botku with the Motsu. Ela Pachach Asher Shema Mamuna Vesom Asher Kenny Godo Vloya Vandek Vayemechot Ki Yodua Nasa Vayneisi Vidikim Mena Shnei Yomim. So it was a great ness. The ness of the Shemen which they found, however it was, 8 days it burnt. Zot the Gemara. This is the punchline. Lashon Acheres, Kavo Vasom Yomim Tovim Mahal Vavidom. So the next year, Shaila, why was it the next year? Maybe we'll have time to discuss, but the Vayla, let's get the Etz and Sugis HaGemora. The next year, Chazal understood that this is Yom Tov which we need to be able to commemorate, to eternalize, Medav Machav and the Mayom Tov, and they made the Yom Tov Mahal Vavidom. Atka. What does Mahal Vavidom mean? Let's get straight into the Gemora, the Rashi. V'asor Yom Tov Mahal Vavidom, so Rashi the following. Lo Yisha Asurim Mahalofa. It's a Yom Tov of a different nature. For all other Yom Tovim that we know, there's no element of Issa Malacha B'chlal. You're not to continue to work Hanukkah, maybe B'shas HaLacha Samanoyri, but otherwise, there's no restriction. Shlo Nikru Elo Nikru is the Halal B'loi Malam Issa Bohidu Amoyri Nikir Rashi. Rashi says the Kviyas of Hanukkah was for two things, Halal and Alam Issa. So the first question is, the Indian of the Manoyri is conspicuously missing from this Rashi. And there is this suggestion based on this Rashi that maybe the menorah wasn't a Chol HaCheres. Maybe the menorah only came as long as it was a menorah Mikdash. The menorah Mikdash still had its own mitzvah there to continue. It maybe only began as a commemorative Hemshah of a Mikdash when it finished. But that's a big finish. Let's understand Kipshuta. Maybe that's a Pshat in Rashi. Maybe. Oh, but Rashi, what Rashi does say is the following. Rashi says that the nature of the essence of Halal Vavidor of Hanukkah incorporates two things. One is Halal, which is a simple touch of Halal, and one is Vavidor, which means Alamis, which is said in Vavidor. That's the Gufa Takon. Where is the Ner Hanukkah that that's Rashi missing in the Grace of Shaim? Why is the Ner Hanukkah missing? So it's a Chiddush to say that happened later, it's a suggestion, but it's a Chiddush. A Grace of Shaim, where that is. I'd like immediately just to read how the Rambam brings this Gemara. The Rambam says the following. He brings the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, the Bayis Sheni, Kishemolchu. He brings more or less the Brisa with a bit of variation, with a bit of extra details. The Bayis Chanukah is quoted in Rambam the way the Rambam quotes it. Very important to read the Rambam, a bit of history about what the duress and distress Kol Yisrael had at the hands of the Yevonim and various things. And it was the 25th of Kislev. Nichasol Heichol, but no more to Shem and Tov, and Midrash shall pat Heichol. But lo yehoyu elo one day's amount, and it lasted for 8 days. Umi Pneizer. So the Rambam in Perigim and Alach Hagim, well, this is what happened. Umi Pneizer. What did they do? Hiskira hachomer shoritzu adoyr shiushmeir yom ha'ilu shetzvin also from Chamisha Leil Chamisha ve'esim v'chisli yimei simcha v'halel u'madlikim en aneiris v'erev al-piska batim kol leil v'leil. Rambam says that because of this Yeshua, what they did was they instituted Halal Simcha. Okay, that's Yom Tov. The Rambam understood actually the Lashon of the Gemara the following. The Gemara says Kavon Yom Tovim v'Halal Vavidor. The Rambam understands Yom Tov means to make Simcha. Interesting where the Makor is for this Simcha, but I'm just reading the Brisa the way the Rambam learnt it. You make Simcha Halal. What does Vavidor mean according to the Rambam? Now you'll notice a very interesting thing. Alanisim is not quoted anywhere in Hilchos Chanukah in the Rambam before. A breakfast Alanisim. Alanisim in the Rambam is quoted in Hilchos Brochas and it's quoted in Hilchos Tvilo. It's said in Benchi and it's said in Hilchos Chanukah it doesn't figure before. And I wish I had about Smacho. According to Rashi, that the whole Kviyas of Halakha means Alanisim. You have to mention Alanisim, but it's intrinsically Hilchos Chanukah. You can't miss out Alanisim in Hilchos Chanukah if Kovu will be a Halakha, it means Alanisim. Well, the Rambam doesn't bring it to the but the Rambam does bring this price differently. And it's very boiled, and this is something we should discuss amongst the Achrayim. Many of the Achrayim have never heard what I'm telling you is based on a collection of come of the Sifra Achrayim. The Rambam understands Hoidor means something different. Hoidor does not mean Alanisim. Hoidor means Chazal made a mitzvah, the Rambam continues that way. The Rambam says that you make simcha v'halel, u'madikim en neiris v'erev apischa matim chol laila v'laila, leharois u'legalois hanes. And it's clear, Rambam, that Hoidor doesn't mean alanisim. Hoidor means the act, the mitzvahs that Chazal told us to do in order to show him without the nes. In fact, Hugoi, if we get it right, the Dasa Rambam doesn't simply mean thanking for the ness. It means acknowledging for the ness. In the Moedim, in Hugoi means that we stop and understand and acknowledge that this all came from a Rebbeinu Shleim. We stop to understand this is from a Rebbeinu Shleim's ness. So when we put the menorah out there, in order to be Megalah of Bisum and Nissa, we're all being Moedim and Moedim that this is from a Rebbeinu Shleim. Is in the Rambam is clear, let's understand the Hagdomah. The Rambam sugi of my Chanukah, Rashi sugi of my son of my Chanukah, two sugis. Rashi's understanding, Kogol to me halva ido means halva nisim, Furishin Rashi, and the Rambam is understanding halva ido means halal, and Maisa hadlokal ido, the mitzvah's no Chanukah. In fact, the Rambam also says Mufurish, that halal means to say halal, and ido means to do the mitzvah of Chanukah in order to bring out the appreciation of nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the other says, it's not rochik to understand that the essence of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the Hedor. We say the Purish al Nisim, you put your menorah, whether it means Hedor, just, and it's interesting, it's very likely that when we talk about Hedor, we don't just mean the Hedor for the past Shemen lasting 8 days, we mean the Hedor for the Mulchoma and everything that went along together alongside it. And the other says, we say al Nisim, when we light the candles, and Neir Salon, and Nachman Mavikim, why? Alanisim, on Mulchomois, Teilois, Rahadah, the Shimcha, etc. So it's clear that Alanisim, Alaneris Halolu, expresses what's this Nisim there? Chanukah, it's a Hidor of all the Nisim that we have. And the Rambam understands that he may howl, but Hidor of the rest. Obviously, with that in mind, I'd like to move on a little bit. According to the Rambam, Alanisim is in Hilchas Tefillah, Hilchas Amosa, and Hilchas Brochas. But it's not in Hilchas Chanukah, because the Gemara, in essence, when it talks about the Kviyas of Chanukah, Halva Yidor, it doesn't mean Halva Nisim, it means the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. I say the Mitzvah of Rambam continues with this theme of the Ner Chanukah, which he says there in the Haraz of Galas Anes. Famously, the Rambam says the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Mitzvah Chavivi Ad Mo'id, the Tzodach and Ruwai. Let's understand how the Rambam understands. Why is the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah the Mitzvah Chavivah? The Torah of the Mizorba, Gedeva Hidia, Nesel, Hisib, Bishvacha, Kilva, Duranis, and the Furish. The Rambam and Kamaka all understands. Halal is Halal, Hidor means the expression of Hidor, the way Chazal instituted this is through the menorah. The lighting of the menorah is the way that we do the Hidor of the Kviyas of Chazal. So we've got a question. Why is the menorah not mentioned in the Braisa? Come to the Rambam, that's what Hidor means. Chazal tells us, do Hidor. Through the menorah, come to Rashi, it's a shy away, it's not mentioned. Sorry? So I think that according to the Rambam, Hidor doesn't mean simply thanking. Hidor means acknowledging, appreciating. As I say, the Lashon of Moedim means one of two things. It means thanking, and maybe even more beside, it means appreciating, acknowledging that all came from the Rebbeinu Shleim. If a person appreciates the Rebbeinu Shleim, that follows into Hidor. The Rambam understand means that the Haris and the Gadas and that's what Hidor is. Telling people that this came from the Rebbeinu Shleim. This is what the Rebbeinu Shleim did for us in these days. This is from the Yad Hashem. And that either leads into Hidor, or that's the essence of Hidor. If the Rambam is clear, come up for it, that's what the Mitzvah does. Rabbi, so with this in mind, let's move on to another sub. But briefly to see how Gemalti that. Hadkar is the Hagdom of Kibavur, but Harvey is for him. Ibarilu, let's move to Sunya Chabdala Dabdaf. This is very difficult, obviously. It's a Mamash Gemalti. Tell you what we're saying. Mao, sorry. Ibarilu, four lines down at the Mao Chabdala Dabdaf. Mao, la hastir, shal chanakim, and nechaz amozit. Is there a mitzvah of mentioning Chanukah Alanisim in Birchas Hamozim? Kirin de Mirabolan lo, loy matkarino, v'idil mo mishum prisum, anisim matkarino, maybe Haskoros de Rabolan, don't get into mentioning other prisum, anisim, that's something which is of great importance, so maybe we do. So the Gemara says, ain't no maskir, did Bola ask him maskir bohido? You don't really have to, but if you do, I'm not a maskir, if you do, put it in hoido. Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Ikli, Rav Huna, Soman, it's good to be Bein Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says that Rav Huna was thought that the place in benching to mention Al-Nisim is in Bein Yerushalayim, like all the other scholars, like we do with the saying Al-Aviyodoy, put it there. Oh, Rav Sheshes Kitzvila, Ma'at Tzvila Mohidoh, Bechus Amos Mohidoh. Where do we do the tefillah of Alanis and Moedim? Where do you do the Haskorah of Yalaviyom? Where do you do the Haskorah of Yalaviyom? So imagine it's a Moedim. So you put it, Alanis in the Moedim of tefillah and the Moedim of tefillah. Rashi and Tosfos both have a great suggestion. Rashi and Tosfos want to know, why is the Gemara clearing the Shaila by benching? I'm not playing the Shaila by Tfilah. Ma ben Tfilah bebechas ha-mozen. Why is the Tfilah? What the Gemara says, ma ola haske bebechas ha-mozen. And what's by Tfilah? And it's clear in the Gemara that Tfilah is assumed that you mention it in Tfilah. Because the Gemara says, Tfilah, where you put it like Tfilah. The Gemara didn't clear Tfilah, it's not Tfilah. Why? So Rashi says, this is Mamash Rashi, she does it. This is Mamash L'chur Emes. Top Rashi on the page. B'tfilah pshitalon. Shara lahal v'hidon nikru k'damir l'ayel. So the Rashi, we've just learned in Brisa that they made it yomim lahal v'hidon. What does v'hidon mean? Alanisim. So abad l'hidon alanisim, in principle, that's tfilah. That's what tfilah is. Tfilah hidon abad is one tapon. If there was a tapon of alanisim, abad was in tfilah. That's not a shayla l'chur. The Shaila is also benching. Benching is not tefillah as such. Benching is a different kind of a bracha, not necessarily the belonging brachas. It belongs to tefillah, because that's what it does. So Rashi, Ayn el chafalah on the base, which we've just learned, if there were kovam halo do, which means that alanisim, then another tefillah is alanisim, because that's the etzim takona. Benching is a discussion. State in Rashi. Tosfos has a different slant a little bit. Ma'ola haskir shal Chanukah bebechas ha-mozen. Be'tfilah teiz v'liba maslul ma'hu. Be'tfilah pshita li demaskir. Mishum be'tfilah be'tzibu ve'ikir b'su b'nissa. Awa bechas ha-mozen shebevayis nekir b'su b'nissa kulahai. So teiz says, I've got a different reason why it's poshah by tfilah. Teiz says tfilah is poshah. Ve'ravim, davim be'tzibu, b'su b'nissa b'tzibu. So b'tfilah, which is b'tzibu, about the you're supposed to say alanisim, maybe not individually. I hope everybody mentions individually. Maybe alanisim belongs to the avodah zarah. So Rashi says about alanisim belongs to tfilah because that's the ikar takana of tfilah. Maybe not b'tzibu. So this is incidentally asks a very not incidentally. So this is in the avodah of us says a very interesting shayla. It's interesting that Tosfos should make this point. Tamers of Tosfos, I don't understand. Why has this shayla about alanisim in Birchas ha-mozen been left to Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph when we finished with all the Seder Amud of Chanukah? Tabor, Achmos, Samar, and Sukkah, Gabba, Midah, and Chanukah. That should have been in the beginning of the Sukkahs when we discussed various halachas of Chanukah. Maybe my Chanukah after the beginning of various halachas. It's a Chanukah question. And if it's a Chanukah question where you put alanisim, why is it put? You're going to see the Gemara after talks about Rosh Chodesh, it talks about lots of different mitzvahs. Why is this an afterthought at the end of the Sugi of Chanukah when we talk about Alanisim? Alanisim is doch me'ikri dinei Chanukah. Taste Raksha. Taste, don't know why this is Chavdal Damodal. This is a Chav basic Sugi, not Chavdal. Interesting, please, should ask such a question. But say, take it. So Rabbi said, let's understand this. Let's put this into perspective. The Daz Harama, this Sugi is nifrali, the Sugi is 100% in place. The Daz Harama, there has been no discussion so far about Alanisim as such. No discussion. The Braisa of Kovo Roshon Acheres Rehal Lohidor, according to the Rambam, means Amiris Halel. Amiris of Ner Chanukah, the Rambam says again and again, the Harus of the Galas Anes, that's what Hidor is. The Rambam doesn't bring Alanisim and Hilchas Chanukah before. If Alanisim doesn't fit in Hilchas Chanukah, then Tosfos Kash of Tamer. Why is Alanisim not mentioned in Bidah of Chanukah? You know why? It's not a Chanukah to get aloha, it's aloha Hilchas Brochus, it's aloha Hilchas Shmenasra. What do you put in the Shmenasra? Oh, we'll say the next Gemara. It's not a part of the institution of the Takonos of commemorative dinim of Chanukah before. Chanukah, Takonos, Chanukah, Asaj, Halal, Amadayra, that's what Hidor is. As they the answer, Haneris, a lot of this is all about, that's what it is. They, the Haris and the Galas on this, they discuss the Nisim, the Mephals of Anes on the street, etc. The essence of Alanisim was never mentioned in the Braisa before. Of course, the Rambam, the Tamer Tosfos doesn't start. Rashi and Tosfos Lachari both understood. Rashi the Furish. That Alanisim belongs to the essence of Hadol Hidor. That's what Hadol Hidor is. It is Alanisim. But maybe members of it. So show them why this is an afterthought. Why is it coming over here? Yes, not the Fashtein. Purim as well. Sorry, Purim is an interesting Shaila we're asking him to go with. Ephraim gets a bullet belt. Emes, maybe not. Ephraim is the man of life. But Emes is, Purim according to Rashi is a bit of a pen. Or a bit mixed up, should we say. Because here, state that's, I mean, not a bit, a point of consideration. According to the next set of Aminah about Purim, if you already mentioned, the Gemara says that they made Chanukah into Halal Hedor. So let's understand. But that's a Rambam. Halal means Halal Sholei. Hedor means Menorah. Alanism is the regular shayla of where the brachas of this moed falls, and is it okay that maybe Purim and Chanukah, both Purim and Chanukah, the Alanism, both belong to Hilchos brachas, both belong to Hilchos tefillah, neither of them belong to the Hilchos yontif as such. We can have a discussion. Why did the Gemara have a shayla about Alanism or Chanukah more than Purim? We can have that discussion. But according to the Rambam, the Alanism of both belong to the same bracket. According to Rashi, it's quite interesting. According to Rashi, there's Halal v'Hodor, which is the intrinsic essence of Chanukah, which means Halal and Alanism. In Purim, we don't find that. Purim, the essence of Purim, the way Chazal says that Purim is Mishnah and Simcha, it doesn't say that there's no Halal on Purim, which is a discussion in the Gemara. And Alanism is not part of the essence of Halal v'Hodor. Maybe it's also automatically being part of the Halal, being part of Yemei Hodor as such. But intrinsically, the essence of Chanukah that we have maybe is different to Purim. So according to the Rambam, it's much more, it flows a lot better. The mitzvahs Chanukah per se, the individual mitzvahs of Chanukah are halal and menorah, and this belongs to both people. Sasha. At the point, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is a discussion, ma'ala haski birchas ha-mozim, ala nisim birchas ha-mozim. So according to the Tosis, one said, why is it not another Chanukah? Rashi says, tefillah is putrid on because the hofukam. The Rambam has got a ganz andere sugya over here. According to the Rambam, there's no question why it's not Hilchos Chanukah, because it doesn't belong to Hilchos Chanukah. It was never instituted as part of the Dinei Chanukah. It's the halachas of Askoros of Brochus and Tzvila, like all of our Brochus and Tzvila, which the Gemara discusses. In fact, when we say, what's the Gemara that arrives in this? The next Gemara, Ibayilu, Ma'ala Haskir Rishchedish Vimechas Amozim. According to Rashi, the shaykhah that the Ma'ala Haskir Rishchedish Vimechas Amozim has got no shaykhahs b'chal with the previous shaykhah. The previous shaykhah is, whether it was a Takana to say Alanism or Chanukah, where was that Takana based? Is it in Tefillah, which is the basis of Hodor? Or did it extend itself to Vichas HaMoslem? It's nothing b'chal to do with Rosh Chodesh, nothing to do with Yom Chodesh, it's specifically the Indian of Halav Hodor of Chanukah. Where did Halav Hodor of Chanukah, where was it placed? Rosh Chodesh, Vichas HaMoslem, Rosh Chodesh got anything to do with this? It's got no shaykh was b'chal to the previous shaykh. According to the Rambam, the two Gemaras are a continuation of the same sugya. Hilchos Chanukah has been long discussed. We've got a shayla of Hilchos Haskoro in benching and in Tefillah. What's supposed to be mentioned? Does Alanisim get in on Chanukah? And the same thing is the Rosh Chodesh. They have a shayla of the Alanisim and Rosh Chodesh. Both of them are Haskoros of the Yoyim. Neither of them are specifically the Halvoy Dor of the Gemaras. So let's get this now. So the bottom is that's the shayla I'd like to discuss. So the shayla is as like, so the Gemara is mentioning a sort of Abichas of Olsen. Tefillah is poshut. So Rashi says the reason why Tefillah is poshut is because that's the essence of Takonah. I mean, Rashi says it before it. Alanism is the Takonah, so that's Tefillah. Abichas of Olsen is an extension, an extra part. That's Rashi. So Issa says Pesuminissa, which the Chayre is Alberic Rashi, whereas Pesuminissa, it's clear that he's supposed to say it. When there's less Pesuminissa, maybe it's not so clear he's supposed to say it. The Rambam Sugi is a different one. Rambam Sugi Alanism is Askora Me'en Amo'ira, and nothing to do with Hilchos Chanukah. It's not mentioned in Hilchos Chanukah. Best of Frey Nashayla. So why, according to the Rambam, is Tefillah not mentioned? Why is Alanism by Tefillah not part of the Sophic of the Gemara? Rashi says it's Vadai, one part of the Takana, a Sophic continuation of the Takana. According to the Rambam, is a different discussion. But it's about this, I think, is the following, and that this is what the Mephoshim suggests. I think it's a double nothing. The Rambam understands that Askor of Alanism is Askor of Me'en Amo'ira, it's got to do with the days of the Mephoshim. No, things happen, no, things. We mentioned that, it's Chanukah today, Purim today. The difference between Tefillah and Birchas HaMozim, that was, it is based on a different chiluk altogether. It's a Hilchos Tefillah and Hilchos Brochos different chiluk. We know that sometimes the Alav Yofi is ma'akev, and sometimes it isn't. In the Suda, depends whether there's a chayva Suda or not a chayva Suda, whether there's a chayva Suda, it's ma'akev, but it's not a chayva Suda, it's not ma'akev. In Tefillah, it's always ma'akev. Why? Because Tefillah, that's the Alav Yofi was Tefillah. Tefillah is part of the intrinsic avodah of the day. And that's where all the scholars Be'etzim are the eager positive, I believe. According to the Rambam, the chiddush between tefillah and benching is pashut. Tefillah is fixed as a chiddush to have to daven. It's not a problem. In the tefillah, if you've got a fixed chiddush you have to daven, but there's an Indian of mentioning about right, it's definitely not ma'akiv, because Hanukkah and Purim is not the haskalah, is not ma'akiv. But the fact that the norms of the tefillah is all pashut. When we come to Birch Samosin, is there a chayva suda? There's no chayva suda on Hanukkah b'chol. That was Purim. Is actually a Mishnah in Purim. Actually, there's one. Maybe that's why I come to Rambam. The Gemara connects by Hanukkah, not Purim. Purim, when there's a chayva Mishnah, it's possible that you should be saying, "Oh, listen, it's not ma'akev. It's never ma'akev Hanukkah." But the fact that it belongs there on Purim is more. Hanukkah, there's no mitzvah suda b'chol. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch says that suda is reshus. There's not going to be a suda b'chol. In a Suda which is arbitrary B'chal, there's no bin to have to bench B'chal. Who said there's a bin to bench B'chal Nisim altogether? In other words, when there's a Mitzvah Suda, on those days when there's a Mitzvah Suda, well, there's a Mitzvah Suda, okay, there's a Mitzvah, it's part of the Chedek of the Kvias of the day, so there's a Mitzvah Suda, there's a Mitzvah to bench B'chal, okay, the Mitzvah Suda, sometimes even Makim under the Chedek Suda. Akabonim, we can see from other halachas that in as much as there's an Indian to have a Suda, there's an Indian to mention Haskar in the Suda. Hanukkah, the Indian of the Suda is least from all the other Moedim. Correct? The Gemara was maybe the Stakhan Milchir B'chal to sell on this. In other words, it's Yitochin according to the Rambam, the Din Tfin and the Din Rechazam also has nothing to do with the way Rashi understands, because this is part of the Kriyas of the Halal Baridor, etc. Pisum and Issa, more Pisum and Issa, less Pisum and Issa, more Kriyas, less Kriyas. According to the Rambam, it's a Klolis Dike Brochus Dike Sugi. That in Tfilah, where there's a Chivas Tfilah that Avodah is fixed, there's an Indian to mention Al Anisim, that's why Anisim is supposed to be mentioned. In a Suda, where there's no Chivas Suda B'chal, and on Hanukkah, there's at least the end of a Chivas Suda, it's Yitochim that there's no Chivas B'chal to mention something in a kind of Avodah which you're going to do B'chal. It's totally arbitrary. Maybe that's why it doesn't need to be mentioned. The Gemara says he should say so. But the Sofik of the Gemara going to the Rambam is a Hilchos Brachos Dike Sofik, and the Sofik according to Rashi and Tosis says a Hilchos Hanukkah Dike Sofik. That's the Seder of the Chivas. Rashi says that Ikki Kviyas of Halloween goes in Tvila, maybe because of also as well, but it's Tvila is Tvila. But that's all the context of the Rashi understands. The Rambam understands that Hanisim does not belong B'chlal to the Takana of Dinei Chanukah B'chlal. It belongs to Hilchos Brachos, it's nothing to do with Hilchos Chanukah. The Gemara is not Brachos Likashayla. Do you have to mention Hanisim in Birchas HaMozah? Hi Tvila. Tvila always Askoras over a greater Chiyuv than there are in Birchas HaMozah, because Birchas HaMozah is Askoras that you don't need to mention. It's an arbitrary did. There's no Chiyuv Asura, correct the Gemara made of Birchas HaMozah. That's one Sporah. There are many other Sporahs that come to the Rambam between the Chalak between Tvila and Brachos. But Akapani, because of the Rambam, the Chilik is a Brachos Dike Chilik, and because of Rashi and Tzitzis, it's a Hilchos Chanukah Dike Chilik. The Ikke Chiyuv of Kviyas of Hoidor belongs to Tvila, belongs to Shemen Esra, and in Birchas HaMozah it's an extra. That's the Etzim Sugi. Clearly the Shittos says, the way Rashi understands, Tosis Kasha Tevah, why doesn't it belong in Hilchos? The Hanukkah, the Gemara before, according to the Rambam, it doesn't belong there because the Alan Nissim is not a Sugi of Hilchos Chanukah before. So Asina, what we understand is that this brisa of the Shogah Cheres that made the Kviyas of Halal Bahidor is a brisa machoik to show you what it means. Rashi says Mufurish, it means Halal and Alan Nissim. According to Rashi, conspicuously, the mitzvah of Lachas Menorah is missed out. Could be, according to Rashi, that Lachas Menorah only started after the end of the Bais Sheni when the Menorah stopped. According to the Ramban, it was a continuation. Chiddush, according to Rashi, we need to know why it's not there. According to the Rambam, it is there. Rambam says Mufurish, come up, Ovim, and Hilchas. In Hilchos Chanukah, that the Indian Hodor means through the Menorah. That's what it was. And Avnikim Pesach basically is a continuation. According to the Rambam, Alan Nissen has got nothing to do with Hilchos Chanukah. There's Halal. Alan Nissen doesn't come in any more than it comes in other Askoras. It belongs to Brachos, it belongs to Tefillah. Consequently, there's a grace of Machlokes how to read through the Sugya. When the Gemara's got a sort of Vatai Tefillah, Sophic, Sophic, Bech Samozin, Rashi says Vatai Tefillah because that's where the Etzim Takana was. Bech Samozin maybe, may not be. According to the Rambam, neither of them belong to Esam Tekon, and that's how the Rambam answers Tosis Kasha. Why is it Echav Dalad, and why is it Esam Sugi the Chanukah? According to the Rambam, it's not Medina Chanukah, according to the Rambam, it's Menuchas Brochus, and the Gemara's got a Sophic in Bechus Amosu, which Tefillah was more Pasha Pashas, because of the Kris of Tefillah, and a Sophic in Bechus Amosu. I want to mention, Rabbi, is just one final point. One extra thing that's the Esam Machalikas between Rashi and the Rambam in Abonis HaSugi, and what Menorah is, and what Alissim is, where it belongs, and in the speakers of the Sugi. There's one final interesting point. There's a lot of discussion amongst the Sforim. The Gemara and Maisa says that you do say Alissim in Birchas HaMozah. Although it's not Achiyah, you say it and you say it in Hoidor. So the question, why not Amichi? Why Mein Sholosh is a misdaat? Chavozot Mein Sholosh Amichi Mein Sholosh. A great Sashan. So I want to take a vote, just once I want to say, you know, of course, you're related, like, you're going to be a tight check. I cannot push them out. Our mission, which is said, let's leave the Bible aside, the Machlik is Rashi, and remember what is the Chilik of the Kfiyas of Halavah Yidu. Zichar, the Das of Rashi, it's Poshto Zoy, the Das of Rambam, is Ish Lodun. According to Rashi, let me say, I'll listen, we can ask ourselves a Shaykh. When you say on Shabbos, we'd say, when we say on Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yodun, or Yalav Yodun, the reason to mention it is because the Yoyim is a Yoyim Amoyed, a Yoyim of notes, which needs to be mentioned. You mention it Tula, you mention it Beth Samozim, very special, more Ma'akim, less Ma'akim. But the calling to mention it is because of the Hashivas of the day. The Moyed, the Mekakodesh, the Rice of the Moyed, whatever it may be. But it's a Moyed which requires Haskorah. That's clear. When we mention our Nisim and Hanukkah and Purim, is it because there are Moedim, there are Yontav, which need to be mentioned? It's a day of note, you can't just walk through. Or the according to Rashi is Mufurish Nishtazai. According to Rashi, the reason why Salah Nisim is Halavoido? They are Yomim, where we need to commemorate and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Nishtaz Ha'ovru. It's nothing to do better. Rashi Mufurish Hidor Salah Nisim. The Rashi we've seen at some length. It's nothing to do with the Moed. Faket, Rashi says Mufurish. It's Yomim Toivim, not Yomim Toivim, Issa Malacha, not Moedim, where there's anything in the Moed, not Moedim. So when we mention on this, according to Rashi, it's not because there's a Moed, there's a day over here which needs mentioning because of the Hashivas. According to Rashi, it's a simple thing. Every day, in Moedim, we say a list of Oedos in Davening. Every day, benching, we say, No Yolachal, Ores, Briss of the Torah, whole list. When it comes to Hanukkah, we have to extend the list. Because in these times we need to mention and listen that happened as Man Azeh, Bimei, Matasio, Yoichanam, I can't say this. It's an inyan of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the listen that happened at this time in the place of Eidol. That's the Gemara. But Emes, he brought a very big arise to this. Rav Moshe brought a very big arise. That the inyan of mentioning our lesson both in Hanukkah and Purim are not because of the days of note, but it's simply an inyan of mentioning the Eidol at the time when it's relevant. And it's telling why. All of the days when you mention the day, you mention the fact that today is Shabbos, today is whatever it is. It's very interesting. When you read, let's talk about Alisman Purim. A story, he didn't mention anything, forget the day that he mentioned Shlosha also, it doesn't mention anything about Purim. Nothing, gosh. The fact that today is a Mikra Ma'ira, nothing, forget the date and the story that's mentioned doesn't relate to the day of Purim at all, not a word. It doesn't say, Chanukah Be'etzev, it just finishes off, which we need to know why. But in essence, it's just talking about the story. If you're talking about the stories, it's not Ma'en, it's not because the days need to be mentioned, it's because the story needs to be mentioned. If it's the story needs to be mentioned, that's an extension of Birchas Heidor and nothing to do with Ma'en Ma'ir. That's not very clear. When it comes to Alamichim, those Haskoros which we mentioned because the day he's mentioning, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, they need to be mentioned in Alamichim also. Alamichim is also Psabrocha Chashuva, we mentioned the days. But those Haskoros which are mentioned in the list of the extensions of Dinei Hoidor, they get the start, Vavaraya. In Brichas Noida every day, we say Ritz Vatoru. When it comes to Alamichim, all missed out. So if they are double portion, if Bris V'Tor is missed out in Alamichim, then about Alanissim is going to be missed out. Alanissim is not higher up on the list in Dinei Hoidor than all the other scholars we do in Noi Delacho. In Noi Delacho, you do Alahoras and that's it. Everything's not finished. The extension, in other words, Alanissim on Hanukkah and Purim is an extension to the list of Hoidors that we mentioned, which is relevant to these days. When it comes to Alamichil, we abbreviate Noi Delachal to one line Noi Delachal, and we don't mention any of the other details before. Or if Bris V'Torah missed out, which is the Ikka Haidah of Noi Delachal, then we don't get any mocking to be able to bring in Alanissa, which is at the end of this. Okay, Alamichil, Hanukkah Purim is very cautious. They can abbreviate Haidah, there's no mocking for Alanissa before. So what's our cash? Why is it not mentioned in Alamichil before? The Teretz is that if the calling for Alanissim is not mitzvah the din of the Hashivas of the day, But it's because of the Hidor that he's mentioned in this time, then Analicha, there's no chance that he should become ahead of Benis of all of this stuff. If there will be a Tzatu in the stand over that, we don't have any time to continue. But if there will be a Tzatu in the stand like this, and it's clearly according to Rashi, it's an Indian Halal Hidor. If there will be a Tzatu in the stand like this, and it's something to do with Me'am Ma'ir, it's the din of the day, and the Hashiva is a Purim Al-Khanaka, then we'd have a question to be able to ask why it's not there.
It doesn't say Hidor.
Sorry?
By Purim, it doesn't say Hidor.
The Hidor is just to state the story. That's the Hidor. We talk about Bimei Mordechai, what Esther, what happened, there was such a cheshek, the revelation was saved, and that's how, it's very important to mention, it's the same as the Hidor of the Rambam that there is in the Menorah. Hidor is automatic, Hidor means economy, it's sort of a story of this, and that's what Hidor is, that's the essence of what Hidor is. Yeah, in the Hanukkah, it's only just Agav that we mentioned, or maybe not Agav, but Al Kaporim, it's also part of that. Ikha Hidor is to talk about the Nissan, to talk about the Nissan that happened in both cases. In other words, that's the next question. What we see in Rabbi Yisrael, we've come to the end of the time that we have to discuss is Mori de Ginyonu, Chanukah B'chlal. The Ikar Rabbi Yisrael Chiddush of the whole Shia is the Ramban says that Menorah that we light is a continuation of the Menorah in the Mikdash, that Mori de Kizach, you get there tomorrow and you make a Menorah, six lights, it's the Avodah of the Kohen in the Mikdash, that Mori de Kizach. We had a discussion about Halloway Dor, where the Halloway Dor incorporates Halamism. According to Ramah, Halloway Dor is something totally different. It's the Etzer Adnokas Amanoyah, which is the Hidor, as Ramah says many times. According to Rashi, Hidor means Halamism, and the Sugna Choftalid is a Chalakadika Sugya. According to the Ramah, Hidor means the Manoyah, and the Sugna Choftalid is a Brochus Dika Sugya. Because of that, the various details of the Sugya fall into place, Kodacha Ba'elam, Epshas Allah, and Rabbi say, whenever we talk about Chalakad Shemi Ma'ira, or us, Yairu, the Yom Ma'ilu, and our Torah, our Kaddish and our Avodah falls in the Mishpachas of Israel, and the Zandichte falls in the land of Zutiyon, and Freyrich and Chanukah this year. And the Hanani and Natasha, even also the Kaddish Bokhul, the Zakat is Israel. The Fiat of Hebrew and Fair Mishra, Neman, the Lichav Israel, and Sitwe, the Lichav Israel, 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 the Lichav Isra